Motorists passing Mack Equipment and Steel in Rutland have probably noticed a growing collection of statues out front. There's the smiling metal robot, the bright blue and yellow minion, the sunflower, the oversized watering can, and a modern sculpture that looks like, well, a modern sculpture. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, the art on the outside of Mack Steel reflects the growing interest among artists for what's available inside.
Like most steel yards, Mack's caters to commercial and residential builders by selling new steel, beams, plates, piping, that sort of thing. But Josh Mack, the third generation of his family to run the business, says they also have a 30-acre scrap yard with mountains of used metal.
Is it a junkyard? Sure, but if you're an artist or a sculptor, it's like, utopia, nirvana, who knows, I don't know.
Oh yeah, this is good.
It really is. It's great.
Meet Glenn Campbell. He owns an art foundry in West Rutland and has been shopping at Mack Steel for years.
For metal artists, especially if you're working in steel, this is a really cool place to be. There's so much here.
Old car parts and wash tubs, train wheels, rusty shelving, old bicycles, and piles of, well, who knows what.
See, there's an old steam shovel over there.
So this material that we're looking at, these radiator bits...
Might as well be gold.
Gold, huh?
Yeah, you bet it. It really is.
It's because radiators are thin and brittle, so they're easy to break up and melt down, explains Campbell. He gets equally worked up about brake drums, which are stacked up by the hundreds in a nearby pile. This scrapyard is a bit like a department store, says Campbell appreciatively. Aluminum is in one spot, while copper and stainless steel are in other piles.
I mean, it's always nice to go into a big junkyard that's not organized and look around and that's just great. But this is organized. So if you're looking for stainless, you're looking for aluminum, you're looking for particular shapes or piles, you know where they are. And just getting access, just being allowed, that's mammoth.
Josh Mack says liability concerns have made many scrapyards leery of allowing artists to just poke around. But he says as long as visitors wear closed-toed shoes and long pants and follow the rules, he tries to be accommodating.
They know what they're looking for 9 times out of 10. And then they can say, like, well, I'm looking for something like this. And I'll say, well, it might be over here, it might be over there. Be careful. Make good choices. You're going to have a hard time editing this.
Word has gotten out. During the warmer months, Mack says, up to 25% of his business is now to artists. And that's growing, he says, smiling.
That entire truckload, so your radio audience can't see it, but there's a 24-foot flatbed full of material going to Salem Artworks in Salem, New York, for a show this weekend.
6 miles west of Mack Steel is the Carving Studio and Sculpture Center in West Rutland. It attracts artists from all over the world. Stone carvers are busy on this particular day. Executive Director Carol Driscoll says every metal workshop they run includes a trip to Mack Steel, where she says the artists act like kids in a candy store.
The piece right behind you is made up of old car parts, and the artist made it in 2 days out of scrap that he had found here and in Josh's facility.
Back at the scrapyard, Josh Mack says they've created their own mini gallery outside the steel yard's entrance, something that's been a hit with passersby.
There isn't a day that goes by where somebody doesn't park out front to take pictures. I mean, carloads of people, carloads of kids, carloads of parents. It's phenomenal. I was asked multiple times to put a bench under the sunflower so people could sit and relax. I was like, okay, if you want to sit and watch traffic on Route 7.
Mack says that while he's no artist, he loves that other people are, and he wants to nurture that.
6 days a week I'm here just buying scrap and selling scrap and cutting steel and loading trucks and unloading trucks. And so to have someone come in and prove to me that what I'm looking at can actually become something else is just super exciting.
Do people send you photographs of finished products?
Absolutely. I love going to openings and see what people have done with the scrap metal that I see every day. So, bring it on. Invite me to your opening. Please.
For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.